Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Goodness, the day has gone so fast. We are now in our last segment of the day. I want to thank all the presenters that have joined us today, and most of all, deepest heartfelt love and gratitude to everyone that has joined us online for today. Now, I want to remind you that we have the Lemurian Sisterhood that's going to be happening after this event, and that will commence at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you can still register. If you haven't registered yet, I highly recommend doing so. Registrations are going to be open until 5 p.m. Pacific time, so you still have about 40 minutes from now to register for that. And Amber Wolf will be presenting her Sacred Sisterhood Circle, and she will be joined by Lee Carroll, who will deliver another delicious channel on the for the Lemurian Sisterhood. Okay. Tomorrow we will be starting at 10 a.m. Just a reminder, tomorrow 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we're going to be joined by a special guest, Dr. John Ryan. So really looking forward to that. And let us now move into a short meditation as we get ready for the final channel of the day from Adironda and Cryon. I invite you to close your eyes and place your hand on your heart center. And allow yourself to take some deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through your mouth. And allow the rhythm of those slow breaths to communicate to your body that you are in a safe place, creating a safe environment, creating a connection to the intelligence and the wisdom of your heart. Could there be a loving, benevolent source of energy that wishes to communicate to you? And if you are open to the possibility that such a thing could exist, what would that communication be? What questions do you have? What issues do you face? What are your challenges in life right now? Is spirit in a vacuum from you? Or could it be possible that every single aspect of your life is known by the Creator? And that solutions are already being created in the field. And if that is the case, perhaps you could just allow yourself to relax and be wise in the timing of spirit, that all will be delivered in perfect divine order. And let us give gratitude and thanks that we can now have the privilege of hearing the wisdom and the guiding counsel from Adironda and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you, and you. Once again, dearest, and you. Once again, dearest beings of light that you are. You see, just as our divine Monica brings in so much from the council with that energy and with that focus, that to know that you are indeed a part of the divine frequency of benevolence in this galaxy, and to know that there are 40 billion other planets that could carry life in this galaxy. Imagine that you are the unique being that you are, that there is no other being like you in this dimensional frequency. As you take a deep breath on that, just think, what is there about myself that is unique and special? And as, because each one of the creations of the universe are indeed unique and special. There is no other you around. So with that possibility of asking yourself, what is it about you that decided to be here now, out of all of the possibilities and choices that you were given before you arrived here, what is it that you are to learn, to experience, to have, to grow through, to accommodate, to live your divine life purpose? We know that is a big question, eh? A big question for you. Well, Vessel Marilyn asked that question over and over and used to change jobs maybe every 2 years until she came to this and realized, oh, this is what you've been talking about all this time. You see, each one of you has a mission. Each one of you has a purpose. Each one of you has an acknowledgement that is living and making and being the difference on this planet and in this galaxy. We're not sure that you're aware of that completely. And we hear lots of people wandering around saying, well, if I have such a big mission and purpose, what in the world is it? Breathe into the possibilities of it. Breathe into whatever could be in your wildest dreams, what you would be doing, being, experiencing right now, here in this moment. You chose to come here. We know some of you are choosing that you wish to leave here, yet your mission is not done here. Your mission is still here. So what could it be? It may be simply to be a glowing light on this planet wherever you go. It may simply be to provide an outlet for dogs that are rescued. We have a friend that was a doggy foster care, had a doggy foster care center that when they were in between spaces and before they went to a no-kill pound or something, that she would help retrain the dogs that had been abused. Now, how did she ever come to that aspect? Well, we asked her, what is it that you love doing the most? And she said, playing with dogs. Well, the Syrians are overlighting the dogs, but sometimes dogs are treated harshly and they get to be retrained so they can re-enter society. You know, we asked another person, what is it that you love more than anything else in the world? And she said, well, I just love playing with babies. She herself could not have babies. So she just said, I loved playing with babies. And we said, well, volunteer at the hospital and see if they will let you come and just hold babies from time to time. She actually went to school to become a therapist in the pediatrics area and is now like a nurse or something, because she liked to hold babies. Every single one of you is unique. We know we've been telling you that for 21 years. Are you going to get it now? Are you going to receive the fact that you are a divine creation of the world, of the universe, of the galaxy, of the beyond the galaxy. You are you. And you have that frequency. You have that gift. You have that energy that is a gift to all that you encounter. We think a few weeks ago we told someone to play the song, the old song by John Denver, The Gift or The Present or something. Play it because it reminds you of who you are. And then acknowledge that you get to receive a gift from others as well. You see, so many times we give and we give and we give and we give. And in that giving, we also receive, yes. But sometimes you just get to say, thank you. I receive whatever you have to offer. And know that just by receiving something from someone or something, you are actually giving back. For they receive the gift of giving to you. So we ask you, dearest, what are you sharing? What is it that you choose in your world? Our dear host, Cheryl, she's got all kinds of things she's sharing. She's got the manifest your mastery. She's got all kinds of things. Teaching intuition. She's living her mission and expanding it on a global scale. Now, that is her mission. Your mission may be to hold babies. Your mission may be to touch lives in a way that they have not been touched. You know, you have a client that said, what do I want to be when I grow up? And we said, what do you love? And she says, I love old people. Old people. She just loves old people. She loves to, and she became a singer. And she would work with hospice, and she would sing chants from the soul to help people transition. You see, there is something for everyone, and it is only a matter of using your own gifts, using your own thoughts, your own feelings to accommodate you. It is quite simple, dearest. We think our minds have to make it much more complicated. We have to think, well, I have to do this and this and this and this. No, no. What do you love? And then take the next step. And then see how it can be done. And then take the next step after that. And then take the next step after that. When the universe says yes to you, dearest beings of light, we ask you to say yes back. As you understand, when you say yes back, you are indeed saying yes to all that you encounter. And as you say yes, you can celebrate that. You know, yes can actually mean yowza in energy, enthusiastic, and success. You see, that frequency of yowza or yeehaw, yes, enthusiasm, yes, and equals success. All you have to do is take the next step. We know we've been telling you this for a very long time. We know we have given you many examples. We know we have given you many stories, so get it. Please. Take your next step. That is so important to the evolution of this planet. As our dear friend Kryon says, you are a magnificent being of light. You are magnificent, and all you have to do is show up and say hello. You don't even have to say hello, hello, and you can be magnificent. And if you're not sure which area to say hello to, you can indeed take the scenic route. Do what the vessel Merlin did and say hello to every possible career possible until she alighted on one that fit. That is the scenic route, and it was a beautiful one. Or you can take the direct route and say, this is what I'm choosing. That is the joy's route. This is what I'm choosing, and there's a straight line between there and there. Yes? Understand. Many of you know what we're going to say next. There is nothing new in the universe. Understand that everything is possible. And the only difference between that which is possible and that which seems impossible is right here, in between your fingers. Or your ears, although that is a little lower. It could be in between many different spots up there. Or it is here in your heart. Because someone at some point convinced you that everything was not possible. Well, are you ready to let that one go? We know you are. We see you nodding your heads. And you think, how can we see you when we are in Branson, Missouri, in this Randy Luna, Master Randy Luna studio? And how can we see you? Well, everything is possible, dearest. And we see you, and we see you, and we see you, we see you, and we see you, and all of your guides. And they're all saying, yes, yes, tell them, let it go. You see, dearest, you are loved so much that the universe, source, God, is supporting your every desire. Every desire. So when you are accommodating that desire in a way that you really are not choosing, ask yourself why. What are you getting out of that accommodation? What are you receiving from that negative programming? And then flip it to the positivity of the universe and say, oh, I am shifting that reality. I am shifting my reality. And when I shift my reality, every reality around me begins to rearrange itself and accommodate and say yes, and rearrange itself and accommodate and say yes, and rearrange itself and accommodate and say yes. And before long, everything is perfect, just as you say it is. Because it always was perfect. Always is perfect. And you, in your truth and unlimited, infinite expansion, are also perfect. Dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We know you. And tomorrow we will give you another example of how to find your purpose, if you do not know it already. Because we love you so much. And we hold you in that infinite love. Namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you could imagine what it would be like on the other side of the veil with the incredible love for you at this moment when you allow this kind of message, there is even more. Because in that allowance, you have intent to hear. Intent to hear perhaps that which you need, but more than that, to experience things. It takes this intent, dear ones, for anything truly to be cognized by your consciousness. If you have come just to sit in the energy, it's one thing. But so many have come to actually cognize, that is to have an experience that goes beyond just sitting in the energy. There is an awakening going on. It's the best words that we can have. And if you take a look at what that truly means in your language of awakening, it means that you're actually in a different form of reality, that is sleep. And you know about sleep. To awaken from sleep is to come then back from a time where you would necessarily not be in the full reality. So you go from a slumber where perhaps you're having visions and dreams, and then you come back to a reality that you're used to. The metaphor of the awakening is just like that. You're about to have an awakening from what I can just describe as a slumbering sleep of old reality. It's a slumbering sleep of old energy that you thought was reality. People have always asked, well, is this really a dream, and are we going to wake up someday? You might say so. Your awakening is to a higher level of reality. You might even say it's a multidimensional shift, or just simply a shift of dimensions. You're going from what you thought was real into a higher reality. There'll be an aha experience to so many, an awakening to a higher level of truth, to a higher level of reality. This morning we talked about your heritage. Your heritage is that of divinity, period. That's who you are. You come in divine, and from that area and from that moment and from that place and from that dimension, if you want to call it, from the beginning, you are divine. And what happens next is truly what happens in the training that you get from your parents. As you awaken into this planet, what is happening? What is the energy? What are you taught? And that's free choice. But there's more. There's a lot more. What makes the difference between a human who comes in the same family and awakens differently than another? Two brothers or two sisters, or a brother and sister, and vastly different. And they're receiving the same message. Then we get into what we've told you before. How many lifetimes have you had? What have you learned? What's in your Akash that might then temper what you do next? It's complicated, but let me give you a premise. I told you of your heritage, every one of you, divine. But the age of how long you've been on this planet often determines your awakening. I want you to imagine that each one of you has a package of seeds when you're born. This is a metaphor, dear ones. The seeds is a metaphor for an implanted information that is encapsulated until it's watered. Like seeds. And as you grow, and as you go through lifetime after lifetime, your experience on the planet is starting to water the seeds. And so the old soul, the one who has been here over and over, has the most seeds that have been watered, and they start to then come alive. And what's in those seeds, dear ones, is the potential of so many things. One of them is the ability to awaken into a new reality completely. And that is why we're doing the Circle of 12. It is the beginning of the final watering of so many seeds of the old soul. But this is all by free choice. Although difficult for you to understand, you could have all of those seeds and you could water them with past life after past life and all the information, all the experience, and yet you might show up on the planet and choose to ignore the seeds completely, even the watered ones. And that then creates a human being who's often in denial of their own magnificence. They've watered the seeds for lifetime after lifetime. They come in this time and they say, I don't think so. That is classic free choice. That's also what we have defined in the past as the closet light worker. Some of you are married to closet light workers, both genders. And you saw them for their magnificence and you fell in love with them because of who they are. And you have perhaps gone on a tangent, you might call it, to others would say, of being spiritual or believing these things that I speak of now. And the other one will say, well, I don't think so. It's not for me. It is for them. But not now. But they have it in their seeds as well. This is the free choice of any human being to water or not to water. But now I want to add the big one to you. This system of awakening has been with you all of your lifetimes. And that's why spiritual growth has been available for eons. And that's why many will see that which others don't and will go into avenues of meditation, of channeling, of doing kinds of things that perhaps are not mainstream because they're awakening into higher truths. It's been with you for a very long time. But suddenly, you've passed the marker. What do you think of what's going on the planet right now? What decisions are you having to make? Have you noticed that one of the biggest things you've had to do is to water the seed of self-worth? Have you noticed that one of the seeds, old soul, that you're having to water right now is the one where you're able to step out of fear? At every juncture right now, you are being barraged with those who are saying the sky is falling. There is the pandemic. There is more. There is the astrology of the day. There is more. There is fear about this. There is fear about that. And it gets worse, you say. Have you ever had a time on the planet where you were presented by so much fear, potential fear, and those around you who are fearing? Have you ever been in a time where those who are supposed to present to you that which is happening on the planet, your media, your news, has tried to make it worse for you? How do you like it so far? This is the time of decision, dear ones, to either accept an old energy of anxiety and fear or to step out of it completely with your magnificence and stand tall and say to the others, this is a reboot and you're going to see what's going to happen next. And they will literally beat you up in their conversations and saying, no, it's this, it's not that. Have you heard about this? Did you know this was going to happen? Did you hear that channeling? Did you know? Did you know? Did you know? And it's all black with fear. And then they say, well, if you don't believe those channelers and those people who say it's the end of the planet, just listen to the news. And they're right. Just listen to the news because they'll enforce it for you. Here's what I say to those who will say that. Talk to me in a year or two, and then let's reconnoiter. Let's see what has happened. And you can see, what were you afraid of? Were you afraid, maybe, that this planet is in a pruning? A time when the things you don't need are being released, the ugly things are starting to come up for you to look at. Were you aware that might even include your economy or your leadership? On and on. This is the time where those things are going to show themselves and you're going to say, I want this, I don't want this, I want this, I don't want this because of what happened in 2012. I'll tell you, the sprinklers came on and all of you are being watered and all of those seeds that were dormant and sitting there and waiting for this time since the creation of your soul on this planet. They've all been there, but a few of them have been held aside in case you made it past 2012. Quine, I don't understand anything you're saying. What's all this about seeds and watering? And sometimes you're going to have to listen to these channels many times to understand the many metaphors we use. Let me be succinct. You are waking up in a different way to a different energy in a different dimensional paradigm. That's what's going on. Or did you not notice it? You think everything is normal. You've been asleep for months then. Things are changing, and they're changing in a way that is going to restructure everything. You will come out of this. You'll get through this year. You'll get through all of the astrology attributes. You're going to get through the fear and the things that might have happened or not happened. And you start to see things coming back. But they come back more powerful, more succinct, better. Even that which you would call the relationships between you and your children, you and your partners, you and your colleagues are changing. Did you notice? There are some that are dropping away suddenly, and there are some that are getting a lot closer suddenly. You think all this is a coincidence, or is there something happening with the energy of this planet that's creating a different kind of thinking? There are things that are going to happen within 2 years, dear ones, with nation to nation, that you didn't expect. When some of the secrets that have always been there start to be revealed, of appropriate things and inappropriate things, it'll change your view of the planet, of each other. What if you started not to think about nation to nation? Instead, you think human to human. What if the connections that you have now through your technology start to build a firmer base of a collaboration from human to human, compassion from human to human, and not leadership to leadership? Up to this point, you've been told how to treat other countries because they say this or that, or they pass this law or that law. And suddenly, that may actually be much less of an influence. And instead, the major influence is you talking to the people in other countries without a language barrier even. That's coming as well, more than you know. What happens when the world can talk to the world? I'll tell you what happens. The leadership gets frightened. Because you're starting to see things that they didn't want you to see. And that is when things really start to change. You start to eliminate that which is no longer appropriate on the planet. And that's just about everything around you. There'll come a day when you will take the media to task and say, don't frighten us anymore. Give us the news which is good and bad at the same time. If there's bad news, give it to what's going on the planet, and then tell us the other side of the story, not just one. We want to tune in. We want our hearts blessed at the same time we get the information we should have, so that we can feel for the others, so we can solve problems and get a real story and not a spin that's been put on it to frighten us. That's coming. You're about to open a package of consciousness where many things are going to be revealed to you in a whole different light. Like the light has turned on and you're going, I didn't realize that this was this way. I didn't realize this was this way. Look, we can solve some things here or there. The seeds are being watered, and when they start to blossom, dear ones, you see the tree of life. That tree of life is a coherence with the rest of the planet, a coherence between human to human, where things start to be far more logical to you in that which is compassion. There'll come a time when the planet will not fear as much as it does today. All of these things I am talking about are awakening the seeds that you've always had, should you make it past that place, if you want to call it that, paradigm-changing area, if you want to talk about it that way, which is the difference between the old and the new energy. It's more than just a time. It's more than just a demarcation of the precession of the equinoxes in 2012. It's more than just a change of calendars for the Maya. You've gone across a bridge. A bridge from an old to a new energy, which has the potential of changing everything on this planet. And right now, the difficulty is that when you change these kinds of things in this quickly, there's so much that looks black. But old soul, especially the ones who are hearing this, that's why you're here. You're here to shine. You're here to help those around you to see your countenance and your lack of fear, perhaps even your joy, as you stand tall and say, we have expected good things for a long time. Let's get through this so that the sun can come out and we can get on with what we came for. Do you understand that the change of seasons often brings the trees to a standstill? The skies get dark and the leaves fall off and it gets cold and dangerous unless you cover up. And that's where you are right now. You're in a kind of winter on this planet. I'll call it the winter of consciousness. Before the sun comes out and the birds begin to sing, and you start to see what was always there, but the colors that come back on the trees you've never seen before. The songs of the birds, you've never heard that before. And the sun comes out, and when it does, it shines brighter than it ever has before. This is the winter that we told you about that will absolutely change everything. That winter is when things start to show themselves that are ugly. That's where you are, dear ones. For those of you who understand what I'm saying, take a breath and understand this, That's why you're here. That's why you're here. Those seeds are starting to awaken. And here comes something that was implanted in you a long time ago. The implantation of divinity. That is your heritage. Here it comes. Maturity, compassion, understanding, peace, healing, longer life. That's the tree that's growing right now in you. Cryan, I hope you're right. Talk to me in a year or two, and we'll see. Things are changing on this planet far differently than you ever thought, and you are right in the middle of it by design, dear one. By design, a design of love. I'll be back tomorrow. And so it is.